إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. إخوتي أخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Shaykh Abd al-Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Still on Ishratu al-Nisa, the Shaykh says, وَإِنْ أَصْفَتَتْ وَإِنْ أَصْفَتَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ حَقَّهَا مِنَ الْحَصْمِ أو من النفقة أو من الكسوة بإذن الزوج جاب ذلك. If the wife got a right من الخصم of the sharing of the night أو من النفقة of spending أو الكسوة of clothing بإذن الزوج with the permission of the husband. Jaza dhalik, that is permissible. We mentioned that it is the duty of the husband to share the night, either one night here, one night there. And if there are more than two, one night around, this is the way he will share the night. And if he likes in the day, two nights here, two nights here, or three nights or a week, like that. But the day is this one night. He said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask my wife, and you go round the houses every night. That is, every night it will be with this. The following night it will be with another wife. The first person, our turn will not come back until how many nights? Until nine days. That is, after 9 days. That will be the next time we will see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeping in or out. Although all the wives will gather in the house of Sahibatu al-Layla, the one that had the night, all other wives will gather in her house. So they worship the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that night. Only that he will not sleep there. He will only, that is, they will not sleep in their houses, but they will all meet him in the house of Sahibatu al-Layla. So when أصفت المرأة حقها من الخصم, if a lady or a wife decides to drop her right of custom, of sharing the night, how in a nafaka or ending, the basis is that the husband spends on the wife. That is the composite thing, the basic need. The husband should provide that. Almost if the wife has millions, 8 is a millionaire or a billionaire. It is the responsibility of the husband to provide for them. Our kuswa, or to close them, it is the responsibility of the husband. That is the basic clothing. I'm saying basic so that it cannot be understood that it involves things that are luxury. There are luxurious clothing, luxurious spending. That if the husband does, he say, okay, no one, he is able to do it. He has the financial wherewithal to do it, no one. But the basic need, this is what the Sharia is talking about. Clothing, likewise, accommodation, and other spending, feeding. وقد وهبت سودة بنت زمرة يومها لعائشة. The evidence for this is that سودة, one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in fact, it was the second wife to be consummated by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. After the death of Khadija radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to Aisha radiallahu anha, but the marriage was not consummated until they got to Medina. So it was Sauda that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married and consummated the marriage. And that's why some of the mu'arrikhun, the historians, who say Sauda is the second wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Aisha radiallahu anha in the Sahih hadith said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her after her. Married Sauda after her sex. That is after Aisha radiallahu anha. But the only thing is that the marriage was not consummated until in Medina. So Sauda radiallahu anha became heavily, she became old, she could not conform with the situation. She could not perform as a woman would perform with her husband. How this is like. So and she did not want to lose being the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She did not want to lose being a wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she thought about this, what to do. She was afraid that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might divorce her. Not that the Messenger of Allah told her, I will divorce you, since you cannot perform the way a woman is performed. That is, she did not have what a man who desire in a woman anymore. Messenger of Allah never told her that he would divorce her. But she felt that. Because that was something common. The Arabs, if they could not get satisfaction in a woman, when they decide to divorce her, rather than keeping her and feeling uncomfortable and feeling unhappy with that relationship, they prefer to divorce her. So she was afraid. So she approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave her own night to Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha was still young. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya, this world, she was around 18. So she was very young. And Sauda should be around maybe 50 or thereabouts.
you see the difference. So she preferred to give a night to the Messenger of Allah to Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Sheikh says, وَهَبَتْ ثَوْبَةُ بِنْتُ زَمْعَ يَوْمَهَا لِأَعِيشَةَ. Thawda, the daughter of Zam'a, gave a day or a night to Aisha. فَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يقسم لعائشة يومها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكيل أدناك تو عائشة لكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم welcome that suggestion, welcome the suggestion, and gave the night to عائشة رضي الله عنها. قال said, when did Thawda choose to give a night to Aisha? He said, this is part of a good selection, that she was talented, because she knew that of the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nobody that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved more than Aisha. Nobody. And we said the other time that loving somebody is something that is natural, so to speak. At times you see somebody and you love that person. When the person that you love is now doing something that will make you love him or her the more, the love increases. At times you see somebody, you just hate the person. You just hate the person. Now that you have had a relationship with that person, not the thought of when the person is now doing something that makes you hate him or her. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Aisha, and he was not easy. All otherwise knew this. All the companions knew. But the only thing is, he would not do injustice to his wives. He would give them their rest. So Thawda radiallahu anha, having noticed this, decided to give us a night. And it's not that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm just giving up my night. Because if she said, I'm just giving up my night, that means Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be going around eight wives. He'll be sleeping in the house of eight wives. But she willingly picked Aisha, that this is the person I want to give my own night. This is the person I want to give my own night. Meaning, Aisha will be having two nights. If she had not picked Aisha or the liar, she would have been out of the game. I think the next year, she would have been out of the game. So it would be eight people left. And that may not really have solved the matter. But giving Aisha radiallahu anha a night will make the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even try to watch, to keep her remorse. Though he said he wanted to divorce her, he did not say that. But if he had had intention before, for this person to have said this, with this person, is what considering how this is there. So Thawda radiallahu anha gave a night to Aisha radiallahu anha, and this intensified the love between her and Aisha radiallahu anha.
to ask him that I saw the land here, that there is no man that I love to be like. Huh? The way I love to be, was be like that, like Solomon. I wish I was given a flesh. Huh? That is, I wish I was like a Solomon. Then she would marry what she did to her, given her one night. Despite the fact that Solomon was much, much older than Aisha of the land. She was old enough to mother her. Despite that, she would place Aisha the way the blessing of Allah placed her. She knew that the blessing of Allah loves Aisha. She would not want to do anything that would anger Aisha of the land, because she knew the blessing of Allah and loved her. But from younger ones, that is younger than Sauda, like Zainab, for instance, her, at times she wants to compete with Aisha radiallahu anha. And the case you mentioned, that the same Fatima radiallahu anha to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the companions that they should be bringing gifts during the night of other women. They should not be bringing gifts to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever it was in the house of Aisha only. They should give us bring gifts to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever he is in our house. And this Fatima wrote the line to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Messenger responded, Allah to Kedina, not to Kedina. Don't you love what I love? So meaning it is not the duty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the companions, God is what you're giving gifts. Don't make it during what the night of Aisha wish. No, that is not in his hands. So, and one Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Fatima this. She went back to them. She told them, and they were not convinced. Particularly Zainab. So she left. She left the path to herself and went to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. Huh? She just came in like that. And she started talking. Aisha was looking at her, she was talking. She was looking at the face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually said, do not be confessed to me. You can watch. You can ask yourself out. You can defend yourself. And she started what? Replying. She started replying. She said what? فَأَخْبَرْتُ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى يَرِثَ رِيقُهَا مِنْ فَمِهَا. I descended on earth until what? Her saliva dries up. Huh? Dries up. I think she could not offer anything again. You know, when you are blasting somebody and the person is what? Is amazing. And you see that the person is hammering you what? Heavier. You try to what? Send the concrete. And that's why there is no way you can avoid these things among women. So this is a catch how to things like that happen. So when you see that thing happening in your own household too, don't see it as something that God that is strange. The text is strange, but don't be so disturbed. It is not natural, it is natural. So the challenge here is that the wife, there are those that will cooperate with Aisha radiallahu anha. They won't talk. Because they are using that to feel, to get the pleasure of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are those that will talk. Because they also know that God, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loves them.
the hard work making of Allah for Allah Salaam was considering in them too. Are you with me? But not somebody who knows that making of Allah for Allah Salaam is just trying to manage to act. He will not react the way somebody who knows that the making of Allah for Allah Salaam loves her. So people like Sauda, they are in the camp of Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Bishai said that Sauda radiallahu anha gave a knife for Aisha radiallahu anha, and this was welcomed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of the nine knives, the Messenger of Allah spent two knives with Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Sheikh says, وَقَدْ وَعَدَتْ سَوْدَةُ بِنْتُ زَمْعَةَ Sauda, the daughter of Zam'a, has given a night لِآيشَ يَوْمَهَا لِآيشَ فَكَانَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَخْدِمُ لِآيشَ يَوْمَهَا Messenger of Allah would give the night of Sauda to Aisha وَيَوْمَ Sauda and the day of what? يَوْمَهَا her own night وَيَوْمَ and the night of Sauda, Mustafa bin Ali. This is agreed upon in the Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So in this case, the Sauda only gave all our knives. After the blessing of Allah, I said, watch, I'm not going to give you your knives. Yes, now. The blessing of Allah was willing, I said, I'm not going to give you your own knives. I hope you can say it for him to say what, I'm no more interested in the knowledge. Unless if you are ready to watch, so give up your knowledge. If you're not ready to give up your knowledge, then I'm no more interested in the knowledge. But for somebody to say, I will keep you and I will not give you your own knowledge, and I'm still keeping you, that would be injustice. If either you give a knife, huh? Or you allow her to go. But if she says, okay, I don't want you to divorce me, I want to be with you, then I give up the knife. That would be our own decision. How do you say? That would be our own decision. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha talking about this, that this verse was revealed concerning something like this, that a woman, that the husband, like a sexual, meaning how little in sexual mean her, the man was not really enjoying her. So, and the wife, instead of love for listening, do not divorce me, but to give my knife to somebody else. And that is the next point the author Rahimahullah Ta'ala is mentioning here. When Kafa Mushura Imratihi Wabarat منها قرائن معصيته وانخاف نشوط امرأته وظهرت من قرائن معصيته. Now this is with respect to the one that you have said has to do with the woman. That is the woman who says in her husband a kind of maltreatment. So because وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلح بينهما صلحا والصدق خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشر. So if a woman is afraid that the husband is maltreating her or is turning away from her, فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلح بينهما صلحا. And he talks about in what? In reaching a compromise. Look at the law.
So Aisha radiallahu anha said that when Murat al-Khattab in Bali and Shudan al-Iradon, al-Ayah, Unzilatul Mar'ah, the verse was produced concerning a wife. Huh? تكون عند الرجل that is with a man فتطول صحبتها the woman has been with the man for long فيريد طلاقها and the man wants to divorce her فتقول and she will tell the man لا تطلق me do not divorce me وامسكني keep me وأنت في حل مني you are free for me that is coming to sleep in my house so وأنت في حل مني can also mean maybe some of the things that you are doing responsibility clothing and the like so وأنت في حل مني can have that an eye so the verse was reviewed so this is what in Sahih Muslim. So Aisha radiallahu anha did not say to Sauda yet, just that the verse was a bit concerning a woman that Fatul is suffering to her, that has been with a man for long, for you need to kind of convict her, and the man would like to divorce her. So what to lead to that? And that is what she said in another hadith that the man is not really enjoying her or getting much of her. So, as I said, this verse was produced generally, not particularly to Sauda, but it also fits the issue of Sauda, radiallahu anhu. So, as the Sheikh has said that the woman can compromise her rights. Maybe nafaqa, kiswa, or kismu, she can watch, she can compromise it. If she is afraid that the husband is running away from her, or the husband is maltreating her. Now, the man is maltreating a wife, keeping her. Not treating her well, not treating her clothing, the man is both thinking on that condition. So either he keeps her and keeps her well, or he leaves her to free himself from much responsibility. But for you to keep her, you are not treating her, you are not clothing her, you are not treating her, such a man is sinful on that condition. But over a situation like that, some women would not mind to continue to be in that relationship. So they would be struggling to block some of these things. She would want to look for what to eat, what the children would eat at times. And this is common with some of our mothers. Some useless men, they don't care about their wives, they don't care about their children. Somebody once told me the case of a man that would go out, and when he came back, he did not find the food at home again, he would beat the woman. He didn't keep money, he did not put money down for the woman to prepare food. He would go, and when he came back, he would beat the woman for not preparing food. So the woman still managed to be here. Considering the children. There's no doubt that for such a man, God is simple. Such a man is simple. But the man decides to remain in that relationship because of the worst consideration. And it may also be in the case of the man. That is, the man will be at the receiving end at times. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala says, when Khatam Mishuza Imra'ati, if a man is afraid that the woman is having issues, the first one is the man that is what?
that is having issues. But in this case now, it is the woman that is having issues. What is the issues of a woman? The issues of a woman means disobedience. You say a woman is nourishing, if she was, if she is disobedient. Maybe she's not giving the man his right. She's not telling out her duty. Or some things that are permissible, that are not compulsory, the man wants her to do. And she has that need to do. Then she says, I'm not doing. That is also what? Part of the issue. As long as the man has instructed her to do that thing, only the thing is not originally our responsibility. But the husband has said, go and do this for me. And that thing is not something that will weigh her down. If she says, no, I can't, she has become what? A nasty. She has become a nasty. So she is considered a disobedient wife. When it comes to issues of immorality, if a man fears the issues of his wife, that he is disobedient on the part of his wife, وَبَعْلَتْ مِنَا فَرَائِنُ مَعْفِيَاتِهِ and there are signs, indications of having disobedience to the husband. That if there are signs that the woman is obeying the husband, the first thing to do is to admonish her. Admonish her. He should remind her of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah said, what ar-rijalu qawwamun 'ala an-nisaa bima faddala Allah ba'dahum 'ala ba'din wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me a qawwam, the one who is in charge of this family, the one who is the head of this family, the one who is controlling this family. You are to listen to me. So you are not supposed to be disobeying me. You are supposed to give me a right. You are at my right. You are supposed to carry out your duties. It will remind us of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الصالحات قانتات. The صالحات, the good women are قانتات. Those who submit themselves to their husband. Those who listen to their husband. And this is something that is very, very difficult for a lot of women to do. To submit to the husband, to discharge their duties to the husband, this is very difficult for a lot of women. As I said, one of the reasons why we have this conflict and crisis in the households or the matrimonial homes is as a result of the men not carrying out their duties, the women not carrying out their duties. So if a woman sees herself as somebody subordinate to the husband, that house is relatively peaceful. But if the woman sees herself as somebody that the husband says one word, she will say what? Two words. There's likely not to be what? Peace in that room. There's likely to be the likelihood of what? Quarrel and fighting always in that room. Because the woman is doing what? You choose disobedience. It's like she's raising her head above the husband. And this is not the attitude of a good Muslim. Of a good Muslim. A good Muslim will bring herself down before our husband. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض. Allah has what? Give it that way. Allah has given the privilege to demand over the women. Allah has raised the man above the women. Once you are a man, you know that what? You are above the woman. Once you are a woman, you know that what? The man is above you. You have to submit to that. It's not something that one fight. This feminist, they destroy a lot of oaths. They destroy a lot of oaths. So a woman should submit herself to the husband. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Allah also gives them rule above the women. Allah raised them above the women because of what is spent of their wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. So they submit themselves, and when the husband is not around, they keep the secret of the husband. To the extent that they don't allow any of us to come to the house. They don't walk anyhow on the streets. They don't visit people without the permission of the husband. So hafidah is really mahafidah, you have to Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوذَهُنَّ فَعِطُهُنَّ. Those that you fear that they are going to do nushuz, that they are disobedient to you, فَعِطُهُنَّ. Admonish them. And that is why the Shaykh says, وَحَاطِهَا. فَإِنْ أَفَرَّتْ. If the woman insists on that, she continues to show this sign of disobedience, أَجَرَهَا فِي الْمَعْجَانِ. The man boycotts on the bed. He doesn't sleep the car on the same bed. He doesn't sleep the car on the same bed. Yes, he will be speaking with her. He will be given the thing to ask. But he will not ask the child in the car with her. He will boycott her on the bed. Hyman said, if the woman does not fall from that, then you can beat her in such a way that will not leave mark on her body. That is, it will not beat her necklace. It will beat her in such a way that will not leave mark on her body. It will not beat her violently, contrary to what a lot of men will do. So Salah said, beating her maybe with a small stick like a chin stick, or beating her with the end of the cloth, for instance. Eh? So not beating her violently to the essence of leaving bruises on her face, giving marks on her body that her skin will redden as a result of what the merciless beaten. This is not the way of a pious man. You see the same? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهِ تَخَافُنَ نُشُودَهُنَّ فَعِدُهُنَّ وَحْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَنْدَرَجَةِ. Somebody asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا حَقُّ زَوْجَةِ أَهْدِنَ عَلَيْهِ. What is the right of the wife of one of us from him? Or from him? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ تُتَعِمَ عِبَا تَعِمْتَ. As long as you are feeding, you should also feed us. وَتَكْتُوَ ذَكَّفَيْتَ. As long as you clothe yourself, you should clothe us. As long as what you are feeding, you feed us. You already have accommodation. Then you are feeding yourself. Okay? You should be able to feed us. It is the Quran Al-Wahid, yet it's named that you are losing of life. The food meant for, huh?
a person can be enough for two people.
What the soul is accepting, I told you there is a good person.
The Messenger of Allah said, Allah said, Allah said, Allah said,
if the matter gets worse
to the level that you have to beat up, don't beat up in the future.
وَلَا تُقَبِّحْ
and don't say things that will make
us
things by abusing our father, our parents, and things like that
will make us on us.
وَلَا تَعْجُونَ إِلَّا فِي الْبَيْتِ
and if you have to boycott
us in the house,
not on the street,
but everybody will know that you and your wife are after this.
Not to talk of the relatives of the lady,
getting to know that they have problems
with us.
So don't make it appear that way.
All this is for you to settle the dispute
between you.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَضْرِبُهُمْ
فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ
if they now decide to want to obey you,
فَلَا تَمُهُ عَلِهِنَّ سَبِيلًا
don't look for a way of nailing them.
They've cooperated.
What you ask them to do?
They started doing it.
Your right that is not been given you,
they started giving you.
Why do you want to nail them?
فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَمُهُ عَلِهِنَّ
إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
So if you feel that you are above them, know that Allah is Ali.
And Allah is what? Kabir, Allah is great, Allah is high.
The fact that Allah said, Al-Rijal Qawwami ala Nisa, does not mean you should mistreat them.
And the word of maltreatment is for you to be treating your wife mercilessly. It's maltreatment.
Beating them ordinarily is not something that is really encouraged.
Nothing of Allah, Allah Salaam says,
those who are beating their wives, they should be reality.
They are not the good ones among us.
But it's funny to you.
For what you see a man beating his wife, know that it's not telling you what the right path.
You are not saying it's not permissible, don't get it wrong.
But it's not the best way.
You can talk to her.
If you talk to her and she does not accept,
if you are going to beat her, let it be what? My one.
Let it be what? My one.
So this is what the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala is saying.
وَيَمْنَعُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِنْ كَانَ مَانِعًا لِحَقِّهَا
however, if the man is not giving her a right, then he cannot do that.
You are not being a responsibility towards your wife.
And you want the wife to also be obedient to you.
You don't have that right.
A man who does not feed his wife,
and he complains that the wife is doing what you should.
That complaint is not correct.
You want obedience from your wife, you should also be a responsible husband.
If you are not a responsible husband,
then the wife does not owe you,
does not owe you what?
Obedience.
If she does that, she does that out of her own.
She doesn't owe you obedience if you are not a responsible husband.
No clothing.
No work,
no feeding, no accommodation.
You are not being a responsibility.
The wife does not owe you any duty.
Because you are not doing your own responsibility too.
It is when you are being a responsibility and you still see that you should be asked.
In that case, in that instance, you can also withdraw your support.
A man is taught given our his wife, what he will give I the wife is not what?
You should not obey them.
You should not obey them.
And if a man is not carrying out his responsibility, the wife can also decide what not to obey him. You get it? We are talking on what normal ground now, normal ground. We are talking about duties and what right. We are not talking about compromise now. Compromise is another stage. We are talking about duties and right. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala says, وَيَمْنَعُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِنْ كَانَ مَانِعًا بِحَقِّهَا. وَإِنْ خِيفَ الشِّقَاقُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If shiqaq, that is a kind of breakup, is feared that this may happen between both of them, the way things are going. بَعَثَ الْحَاكِمْ حَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. The Hakim, that is the judge, may raise somebody from his family and from our family to look into the matter. The Arifan Umura, that know the evil. Well, Jamaa, what's that trick? That know how to bring things together or how to watch, make them go apart. Yes, Ma'ani in Ra'aya, the Iwadin, Al-Ghayy, that they try to bring them together, try to reconcile between both of them, the Iwadin, either by paying something away or other than that, or from the common, or they separate them. From a fa'ala ja'za alayhima, whatever they do is permissible for both of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. If you are afraid that the way things are going, this is going to lead to what? Break up. This is going to lead to what? Break up. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Now the matter is not going out of watch, out of the room. It's going out to the streets. It's going out to the relatives. Mean the matter has become so serious that the two parties, the husband and wife, cannot manage the issue. Allah addressing these two. If the matter has grown so bad, has become so bad that they cannot manage the issue again, then this needs the invitation of external people. But not only a husband and a wife should try to manage their disputes among themselves or between themselves. They should try to do this. There are some families that the head of the wife did not have that there is any dispute between their daughter and the husband. They will not they will interfere or intervene in their disputes. Maybe there's a dispute between our daughter and her husband. There are things like that. Nor the family of the man, the relatives of the man, nor have they what? Intervene, settling dispute between the wife and their own son. Not that the wife and the husband will not have this dispute, but maybe they start at each other at times, but they make it international. I know what they said to it. And allow the next neighbor to come and work. Want to participate or they partake in what settling dispute between you and your wife, know that you are falling, you are dropping in their lives. The respect they have for you and your wife, that respect is dropping. When you try to settle the dispute, you'll be wondering, we've not had them fight before. And you are fighting, you are disputing. But because they don't argue, your own relatives will be saying, wallahi, he has not got a matter to us before. Our own relatives will also be saying, what? Wallahi, she has not got a matter to us before. Only this is what is needed Particularly, most of our relatives are not people with us with the same understanding with us. Try a lot of people who do not have the same understanding with you. Yeah, they are Muslims, but they do not have the same understanding with you. Allow them to watch Jabu Intel or Matar in Israel. A lady who is putting on hijab, jilbab, maybe who is using niqab. A lot of a mother who is going out with her head uncovered, protecting this food between her and the husband. How do you think such a mother? How do you think such a mother is going to set the dispute between a lady with niqab and a man without watch, and a man with beard and jumping shoulders? Do you think such a lady will really give her daughter if she watch a sport? Unless with the mercy of Allah. So that's why a lady should try and watch to see the dispute between her, herself, and what? And her husband. A man should also try as much as possible to settle the dispute between her and the wife. This is very, very important. We should know this. We should not allow ourselves to be abused by those who do not have understanding as good as us. Those who do not have understanding better than us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْخِسْرُ شِفَاقَ بَيْهِمْ فَضْعَةِ حَكَمًا مِنْ أَعْلِيَا مِنْ أَعْلِهِ وَحْكَمًا مِنْ أَعْلِيَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا. If the two happen, the two people, the avatars, if they really want Islam, you want to Allah, they know him. Allah will make it possible for them to reach what? To reach a solution. To reach a solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ يُغْنِي لَأُكُلَّ مِنْ فَعَتِي. Look at what here Allah is. وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ. To tell us that what? There is divorce in Islam. At times the matter will be so serious that it is not something that can be resolved. So it's just small thing. This one is not compromising, so it's not compromising. So they are able to resolve this matter. Then you go. Everyone, what constitutes you start in the society? You go and marry another man, you go and marry what? So that's why we have Quran and we have Qur'an. We have what? Fast in Islam. If the matter warrants talaq, there should be talaq. If the matter warrants what? Qur'an, there should be Qur'an. And if it is fast, the problem is that we run away from this. We don't want talaq. And we have not stopped doing things that what will bring about talaq. If you don't want talaq, you should what? Carry out your duties. Give your partner his or her rights. That is what will stop you from what? That we stop the issue of talaq to a large extent. Then if you don't want talaq as well, you should also learn to compromise. That's another point. Learn to compromise. You are not getting your rights fully as a man, for instance, now. If you mention that if you are not giving me my rights, I will chase you away. Yes, you have the right to chase her away if she's not giving you your rights. But can you manage the situation? If you can manage the situation because of some consideration, it's not encouraging. Islam encourages it. How do you say? And I was chasing her away. Maybe if she goes, for instance, now, who will take care of the children? And maybe your disputes with her is just on the small thing. For instance, the same thing, the man is not giving me so and so. Yes, you have the right not to obey the man. But if you stop obeying the man and the man chases you away, what happens to your children? then you compromise.
You see that what is what the Quran addresses all the things you are talking about.
But the problem is that you have some manners. When they teach us things, they only speak on one side. They only speak on one side. We should speak on all sides. Touch all the angles. The duties of the wife, the talk. The duties of the man, the talk. The right of the man, the right of the wife. We talk about all this. Then when can a woman or a man compromise in order to watch to make the relationship continue? When we should he or she opt out of the marriage, they can say that the Quran has discussed. The Messenger of Allah has talked about excessively. And there is no way we can solve the marital conflict except by watch by holding on to the teachings of the Quran. So this is what the author has to say concerning Ishratu and Nisa. The next topic is Al-Khulu'. Inshallah we will talk about this in other areas. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلي. Now, when you say the Salafiyun condemned a lot, what are they condemning? Are they condemning what is not condemnable? Or they are condemning what is condemnable? If they are condemning what is condemnable, then you should also join them in that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خير الله من المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. So Allah said we are the best of Ummah because of what الأمر بالمعروف and what النهي عن المنكر. So when you say the Salafiyun are condemning, are they condemning what is condemnable or they are condemning what is not condemnable? So this is something that is important. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one day, as contained in Sunan Tirmidhi, said to the people, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقْرَؤُونَ آيَةً وَقَدَعُونَهَا فِي غَيْرِ مَرَاحِلِهَا. You people, you discuss this verse, and that verse you misinterpret. And the verse is what? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la yadurrukum man dalla idha tadaytum. O you believe, it does not harm you if some people go astray as long as you are guided. He said, no, you are what you are misinterpreting this verse. He said, I have the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, inna nasa idha ra'u zaliman وَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَأُمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِإِقَادِهِ مِنْهِ. If the people see somebody who has done wrong and they will not hold him by the hand, Allah is going to punish them all. So in the society, people are doing something that is wrong. You keep quiet. So this is wrong. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا فبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. So this is what Banu Sa'id, they were caught. Because they don't do what? They don't do ma'lu an al-munkar. They see people doing something that is wrong and they keep quiet. They will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would not also caution people is to blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is it that the Salafiyun are always condemning? They are condemning what is condemning.
If you see the salafi that is condemning what is not condemnable, what is right, then know that that person has fooled himself. The issue should be, the blame should be placed on him, not on a salafi. A salafi is free from that. And that's where you as a salafi, before you condemn, before you criticize, look very well. Watch. Are you saying the right thing or you are saying the wrong thing? One should not be safety and only of what? Of criticism and condemnation. Because if you criticize somebody who is not supposed to be criticized, the sin will be upon you. If you condemn what is not supposed to be condemned, the sin will be upon you. So you like to bear sin. If you don't like to bear sin, why condemn you what is not condemnable? So Allah.
Okay, you're not losing. The Sharia
would be not required
if she cannot perform
extra work in home. Is it enough to do that? Yes, it may be enough reason to do that. It may be a reason that it's enough for one to divorce one's wife. Particularly if the person does not have the ability to take a second one. But if you have the ability to take a second wife, rather than divorcing her, you can take a second wife. Watch what I'm saying, rather than what devotion are, you can take a second wife. So don't coach the abuse of Sauda for me. So rather than what devotion are, you can take a second wife. If you have the ability to watch, to take a second wife, you have the financial way with that to do that. But if you do not have the financial way with that to do that, and you cannot cope, you cannot manage, the woman like that, he has been pushed by the sexual urge. In that case, who says you don't commit sin? So you can divorce after that reason. Allah.
Okay. What is the class ruling on court marriage?
When you say court marriage, if it is a court marriage that prevents you from taking a second wife, so that is not binding on you. And you should not patronize such a thing. Even the court marriage that says it is only your, your immediate family, that your, the children, the wife, the nuclear family, is the one that can inherit you. Any person apart from your wife and children cannot inherit you. So this is wrong. It goes against Islam. Because at times, your children may only be ladies, girls only. That they only take two thirds of the whole property and the wife takes one eighth of the property because of the existence of the children. So not to talk of the father has the right to the inheritance, the mother has the right to inheritance, they can't be prevented. So if there is a marriage, a court marriage that is preventing others from inheriting you, except from the nuclear family, then in that case, one should not do that. So what if it's free from things that go against Islamic ruling, then there is no law.
Okay, is it permissible to give a gift at the time of khitbah?
Yeah, the gift that you give at the time of khitbah is just pouring down water so that as the Yoruba will say, I'm down here, that will tell it to you. So no harm. You can give gift. In Alada Kutimo front, there was a lady, a girl called Aisha. So this girl said that men will give her gift. She will collect from them. So those men that were giving her gift, they were just trying to watch to prevent something. So that when they came back up, the lady who accept. What is the meaning of this khitbah? What is the 38? how are we going to classify it in the fiqh? It is considered as part and parcel of the mahar. If it happens that the lady eventually accepts and the marriage is conducted, what she has taken will be part and parcel of what? The khitbah and the mahar. So if the lady eventually says, I'm no more interested, that thing will be part and parcel of what she will return. Yes. If the lady says, okay, maybe they are already in the marriage, then khulu, she wants to do khulu. So yes, the way the opinion is that she's going to return that thing. That gift. Because that gift itself is classified as part and parcel of the marriage, only as it comes before the act of nikah.
So
Allah. So
they have to return.
Yes. Yes, I don't think.
This is what she said actually. She wanted to address this issue. She said, Borla's who hang around, yes, you see that the entrance of the monastery is there, that it's too inconvenient for this part to pass through their needs to get to their place there, that she was able to say something about it.
Now, brothers, I know we are here for the halqa. The lot of us, we prefer sitting outside, chatting with our friends, and maybe that is the reason we have come here. It should have been better for us to have another appointment so that we can discuss rather than what coming to halqa and discussing outside. So we are supposed to be inside, so this is. Some of us, some of the things that are being discussed, we miss us, or we miss some of the things that are being said. So that's why we only know the importance of this when some of us find ourselves in one kingdom or the other that needs fatwa. Whereas what we are calling the balance of the act is something that has been addressed in the halqa and you have made it. But because you are busy discussing something else outside, that's why you did not know it. So let us come in and listen, ask questions. So this is the way we can benefit one another. Then let the women let their place be free so that they can go inside to do what they want to do. Like my sister, some of us here, we are just talking. So the same thing that is applicable to the men is also applicable to some of us here. So don't let us disturb those who have come to listen to the lectures. May Allah have mercy on us all. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.